For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Unsportsmanlike content. Unsportsmanlike content. Content. Unsportsmanlike content. Content. Content that's unsportsmanlike.
Nick.
John.
Your turn.
Greg Doyle asked a question yesterday that led to many reactions that boil down to this. Greg Doyle sucks.
Whoa.
What did you think of what happened with him and Caitlin Clark?
Caitlin, Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, oh, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. Gesture. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me and we'll be able to get along just fine. So, question is.
Yeah, it was definitely cringeworthy, but you know what? It's also the.
Oh, don't do this, John. You don't have to do this about
Matt,
this.
What if someone did this to an NBA player?
No. I'm not excusing it. But this is the continuation of the fanboy, fangirl aspect of the media.
Simping. Mm. He's simping.
Yes. Where it's like, you know, instead of just, hey, cover a story, ask a question, it's now, you know, oh, I'm so happy you're here. This, that, the other thing. And he just went so over the top. It was embarrassing.
Did you read his column about it?
No, I did not.
I did.
I read that he did it, but I could not bring myself.
I read it. It was horrible. It was a stupid column. I just don't understand. I don't understand anything about that. You're right. Okay, props to you. I thought you were about to do a little defending.
No, I wasn't going to defend
it
at all.
Just the way that you started answering.
No, it's just the idea that, you know,
thank you for gracing us with your presence in the city of Indianapolis.
Instead of the media, you know, just like I said, covering the story, it's now, you know, rah, rah, you know, pump your fist, all this other nonsense. It's like, come on.
By the way, apparently a lot of people don't like that. Kenneth says, I muted it. I can't listen. It makes my skin crawl. I got a text. I was going to say thank you for not playing the Greg Doyle cut, and then you played it. So glad I hit the volume. Also, there was another question.
Wow, geez.
There was another.
It was cringeworthy, but
it's really hard to listen.
There was another question.
It wasn't like listening to, you know, someone's leg breaking and they're screaming blood.
So he asked another question later. They aired this on the Happer show earlier. I don't remember if it was to the coach or the owner, but he goes, so you have that on your team now? And then asked the question. It was like, what are you doing, man? No longer a friend of the Grum. Let's delete all of the Greg Doyle drops from the system. Get them all out of there. Even the one where he says he likes Jed. Jed's cool. I like Jed. Hmm. Delete the Greg Doyle drops,
Tough
Nick.
Look for Jed.
Tough look for Jed, indeed.
What's wrong with you, Jed?
Mm.
Guys, the NFL draft is only 1 week away. You have to care now, right?
John, I wake up every day, and you know what I do? One of the first things I do every morning, I open up my podcast app to see what is downloaded overnight. Mm. And then I delete the stuff that I'm like, that I'm not maybe interested in. I've deleted so many NFL pods in recent weeks. I just never have cared. I'm always like, maybe this will be the year that I care about the NFL draft. And you know what happens? I don't. It never is the year.
Not even the first 10.
Not even. I mean, look, will I have it on as background noise? Yes, of course. Will I read a mock draft? No. So I hope Dallas drafts good players? Yes.
I've never been big into the discourse pre-NFL draft, but I do enjoy watching the draft, and I'll enjoy it this year because the Rams actually will be participating on day one.
They will be.
Unless something changes between now and next Thursday.
What if they pull a Mike Ditka?
Oh, no.
Well, they won't because Mike Ditka is not with the Rams. We have a competent organization that has won multiple Super Bowls.
What if you were like, we're trading everybody and we're drafting J.J. McCarthy? That would be wild.
No, they're not going to do that because, again, competent franchise run by smart and decent people.
I got a text. You'll listen to a podcast about running, but you won't do the draft. My goodness. In fact, I'll even record podcasts about running. It's great.
If you could watch the draft at double speed, would that change your mind?
Yeah, honestly, the draft should just be an email. Just send me an email.
It could have been an email.
It could have been an email. I don't need a Zoom meeting where it's like, hey, could you please mute yourself, please? Could you mute yourself, please? Just send me who the Cowboys draft and I'll be fine. Mm.
Fellas, last night the Arizona Coyotes bid farewell to their state with a win against the Edmonton Oilers. Don't be sad, though, Josh. I know you're tearing up a little bit there.
I saw a game there once.
It looks like they will find a new home in Salt Lake City next season. Would either of you like to share some of your fondest memories of the Arizona Coyotes?
Again, I went to a game. I'll find a picture. I look like a beady-eyed, four-eyed goober back then. So, Nick, you'll want to handshake me it up, I'm sure. But I, yeah. Oh, man, all these pictures of me, I look like a beady-eyed, four-eyed goober back then. But, yeah, it was a hockey game. I like hockey in person. There you go. Coyotes. Look at that. Proof. See? Goober.
Yeah?
Goober. And I'm not sending it to you, John. You're not allowed to see it again.
John?
Goober.
What?
Do you have any fond memories of the Arizona Coyotes?
Nope.
Cool.
No memories?
None.
What about the best part about the memories?
Making them, John.
Well, apparently they didn't make enough good ones because they had to leave.
Yeah, indeed.
It feels like hockey is one of the sports where they just kill franchises the fastest.
Well, it's because they keep moving them to warm weather locations for some reason. Then they're like, huh, the fans down here in the warm weather place don't like going to hockey games.
Hmm.
Yeah, move most of the teams to Canada. It'd be better. Or Omaha.
Must be a bunch of soft-ass marathon runners who think 65 degrees is too hot.
Dude, people love training in
Arizona.
Oh, my
God, it's so cold in here!
Flagstaff. People love Flagstaff.
You know him. You love him. Angel Hernandez.
Mm.
He's the embodiment of incompetent umpiring.
Nice.
So why won't the MLB do something about it? Won't other umpires call him out? Fox's Ken Rosenthal, everybody.
The umpires love Angel Hernandez. They think he is just a quality human being, a great guy. I don't want people hanging up and turning off their computers right now while watching. But this is how they feel about him. And Ted Barrett, retired umpire, posted something on Instagram the other day. You can go look at it. And his words of praise for Angel, this was before the Friday night fiasco. I was kind of stunned. And I was kind of stunned to hear from the other umpires. So it's not like they're down on him. They think he does take his job seriously. They think that there's unfair scrutiny on him as opposed to others because he's such a walking meme, so to speak. Now, I would disagree. I would think there's enough evidence here. We've all seen it over the years to think that Angel Hernandez probably doesn't belong in this group anymore. But again, that was the reaction I got, and I was surprised to get it.
I'm not surprised he got that reaction. These guys look out for each other because they realize it is a difficult job. They are very scrutinized and they are very, 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 very sensitive to criticism.
Soft.
So even when a guy like this, Angel Hernandez, who is so obviously bad at his job, they do not want to even touch, not open the Pandora's box. They don't want to be in the same room with the Pandora's box if they decide to distance themselves from a bad umpire, because they'll think that it's now going to be calling out the entire umpire's room.
Jordan says they won't call him out because he makes them all look good. Maybe that's a part of it, too. He's so bad that every other umpire is like, whoa, this guy is good at his job.
Oh, my God, if we get rid of the worst guy, then what about the second worst
guy?
That could be me.
That would be then the new worst guy.
And the crazy thing is, and I've really come around on a lot of umpires.
Wow, look at
that. Since they put the K's, started putting the K-zone up, it's amazing how many of those calls these umpires get, these borderline strike calls. They get right.
Yeah.
It really is. The Major League umpires really do a good job. It's just that Angel Hernandez is so bad at it. And I think sometimes he actually does it on purpose just to show that he can.
Wow.
I really believe that.
That would be bad if he did.
Rosenthal expanded on this in his Athletic article from today.
Yeah.
And he mentioned that also in that Barrett Instagram post. He's like, I literally watched him put his clothes off of his back and give it to another person. Basically saying
tears
he's
in his eyes.
A good person,
yeah,
and that's
care.
Why.
That's fine. He could be the nicest guy around, but he sucks at his job.
That Texans game where he called all three of those balls outside of the strike zone.
The Texans game?
Or Texas game? Rangers
oh,
game?
Oh, Rangers. Thank you.
Sorry. Either way, the third
you triggered Nick big time.
No, you confused me. You said the Texans.
I confused myself. The third,
the Rangers. Yeah,
the third,
that was bad.
The third ball that was thrown was over 6 inches outside of the K zone.
That is a huge amount.
Very large amount.
Huge amount.
Massive.
Enormous.
Amount.
Some might say
double,
too much to handle.
Yeah, double the size of a normal amount even.
Jimmy Butler has an MCL injury and the Heat lost. Congrats to the Bulls on their win tomorrow night, huh?
Yeah, it is now official. He will miss weeks of basketball, which, no, I mean, he'll miss tomorrow's game and then their season will be finished. So congrats to the Bulls. Back in the playoffs, the real playoffs. Again, John, it reminds you of the 90s, I bet, huh? The Bulls?
Sure.
Nice. What a take.
Look at these tight money line odds for the NBA first round playoff series. Bucks minus 120. Sixers minus 130, Mavs minus 144, and Suns minus 140. Only the Nuggets and Cavs are minus 200 or greater favorites at the moment. Is this shaping up as the most drama-filled first round ever?
Oh.
They are very close. Now, of course, you don't have Celtics odds currently because they don't technically have an opponent.
Or OKC, yeah.
Right. Yeah. We already talked about it earlier this week. You know, the Bucks are going to be without Giannis for at least a handful of games of this first-round series, and that might be some good money to put on Indiana.
Wow, so are you, like, interested? Are you going to watch?
Probably not.
Oh, okay.
But we could see a lot of these games.
No.
We could see a lot of these games go deep.
Let's get a couple seven-game series. That'd be fun. I like Game 7 on TV because it just says Game 7. It doesn't say the series is 3-2.
Yeah, it says Game 7. First round.
No, but it says Game 7. There's nothing like a Game 7.
First round.
But Game 7. Drop the first round and just say Game 7.
There's so many other Game 7s that you can watch.
Though. Oh, Nick.
Here's a fun question from Stuart Mandel's mailbag today. Do you see a scenario where Ohio State suffers a Texas A&M-like fate? Could old problematic day have a sucky year?
What a great question that was asked in the mailbag. But sadly, no. They're not going to have a bad season.
Because Ryan Day's a really good coach, and the Buckeyes are a really good football
team. He's definitely a better coach than old Jimbo.
Yeah, Jimbo, I can't believe Jimbo. You ever endorsed him as a great coach.
Ah, that's funny, John. That's real rich. Real rich. But no, they'll be fine. They'll go like 10-2, 11-1, or 12-0. They'll make the playoff, and then they'll lose. And that'll be great.
According to college basketball tweeter slash quasi-insider Trilly Donovan, Jarrett Jones is doubling whatever NIL money Kentucky commits would make in order to get them to come to Arkansas. Josh, are you happy Jarrett is at least spending his cash to make the Razorbacks great again instead of, you know, the NFL team that he actually owns?
Nick, it's funny you mentioned this because I was actually discussing Dallas's lack of spending earlier with friend of the Grum, Michael Severe. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? How much lower than the salary cap Dallas has been for years now? They, over the last three seasons, ranked 30th among all franchises for spending on the team. Over $200 million less than the Cleveland Browns. This is garbage. I am so mad about the Cowboys. That's also why I'm not listening to these NFL podcasts, because it makes me sad.
Well, maybe you can, if you want to root for Jarrett's money, start rooting for Razorback basketball.
That will end terribly, too, just like it always does with old Calipari, except for that one time. If he gets a player with a unibrow, maybe they'll win it all.
Nice.
Yeah.
The Lions' new uniforms have leaked. They look a little more traditional with the return to the block numbers, but yes, they have a black for black sake alternate. Thoughts?
Oh, these are so much better.
I would agree.
So much better. I mean, they look a lot more like they did
in the 90s.
You know, in the Barry Sanders era.
Can I give a quick take on something I would have actually gotten rid of, though?
The black jersey, yes.
No, the Detroit and the Lions across the right over the numbers on
front.
Yeah,
sadly, that's just become normal for everybody.
Yeah, it's very modern. You know, it's very this millennial.
Yeah,
Millennium.
It's like, I think we know what team you're with.
Yeah.
But they do look nice.
Way sharper. Wait, the numbers look way better. The stripes on the sleeves look good.
When you have a cool color like Honolulu blue and silver, you don't need to, like, fancy anything else up. Those colors just, they look sharp.
I'll be honest, I wish that they got rid of the angry lion and went back to the old lion. I liked that one. Just a little less definition on the on the helmet.
Yeah.
What if they went to a happy cartoon lion? Like the one from Piccadilly Pizza.
No, I don't want the Piccadilly Pizza lion, Nick.
Wow. Finally, Nebraska, congrats on the sex.
What?
A CDC study shows that the top three conception months in 2022 in Nebraska were November, October, September. A lot of sad Husker sex happening? Should Scofro be credited for this?
Wow, is this true?
Yeah, in the year 2022, the month, the top conception month. So when you're fast forwarding, these are the month.
For the 2023 babies?
These were born in August 2023, so they were conceived in November 2022. It went November, October, September.
That is amazing. Wow, some sad sex led to the births of children.
So the failure of Scofro.
Wow.
Led folks to doing other things.
What happens if they turn it around? Does that mean fewer children?
It
or
could.
Even more children?
Well, see, and
are we
going to
bring back
Mitchell,
the Husker conception calendar?
The Husker conception calendar.
Let's go.
You know, there's sad sex, and then there's the happy sex.
Mm-hmm. El Scorcho writes, the NFL draft is the second best sporting event after March Madness. Can't wait.
More like El Sicko.
That is quite the take.
Yeah, I won't go that far.
Don't you like the games? What about the games? So you do the draft, and the draft is cool because then you get players. But then...
You know what it is,
you
Josh.
Get to watch them play the sport of football.
Josh, it's the fantasy football culture that has led to this.
I will say that. The fantasy football draft is way better than doing any of the dumb fantasy games. I would agree with that take.
Right, but it's just the nature of people just like to play pretend GM.
But they're not even pretend. It's the GM who is the GM.
I know.
Also, Travis writes on YouTube, went for a short 2-ish mile run in 85 degree temps and horrid humidity. Can confirm it felt way hotter than 85. Science.
How are your knees?
Why are you doing this too?
Did his wife or girlfriend have to text that? Because he probably lost all control of his functions.
I mean, honestly, 85 is dangerous running weather. So be safe out there, folks.
Well, it's not 85 today.
He doesn't live here. He lives in Dallas.
Well, that's not my fault.
Well, that's where he lives. Be safe if you're running in 85 degrees, folks. Be safe. Slow down. Go based off of feel in your heart rate.
Don't run.
Wasn't there a dude for... Go
kick back and have an ice cream and watch airplanes land.
I'm going to have ice cream tonight.
I think it was the Olympic trial marathon that happened where he was running in a hot box to prepare himself for the heat.
Yeah, people will go to sleep and they'll set up things in their bedroom so it's more humid.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
It's their job, John. They got to do something to prepare for Orlando.
Their job?
So there are these things called runners, professional runners. They get paid and everything. It's wild.
People pay them?
Yeah, I know.
How do they get paid?
John, we talk about sports for a living.
Why do they
you
get
can
paid?
Have a job of doing whatever these days.
True.
There are people who are famous for being famous. That's their whole job.
Who's paying them?
There's people who get paid on TikTok.
Paying them?
Nike, Adidas, New Balance.
Oh, so all the college basketball money from Nike and Adidas are going to runners.
It's going to marathoners.
It's interesting how much
Gatorade.
Tugs Bowen.
Oh, woat.
It's interesting to me how much New Balance has broken into the running shoe space. Have they always been there?
Because
it feels
know.
Like a fairly recent thing. I feel like I just see New Balance everywhere now. But I always associate New Balance with your type.
My type?
You know, Reagan Josh.
No, don't you dare. John, oh, Dan, John's not wearing New Balance right now.
Well, while you've hijacked this, would you like to tell the folks about your running podcast? And
oh, Chasing 3 Hours. Oh, you are doing this every Thursday. Sabrina Little, author of a book about why running makes us better people. Maybe
oh,
this will be
so- oh, okay, so you're going to look down upon the rest of us. Look down your elitist noses. I'm better than you because I run.
She is a professor. She is like super smart. I was intimidated by this interview because she is actually smart.
Is she a doctor? Does she have a doctorate?
I don't know. Probably. Mm. It's called The Exam and Run is her book. Podcast goes live tomorrow. Chasing 3 Hours. Subscribe today wherever you get pods.
Enjoy it while it lasts because Matt Rhule will probably put a restraining order on the name.
I'm getting sick of this guy. I'm getting sick of you, Matt Rhule. Sick of you.
We have What's for Dinner.
Let's go.
Next.
Live from the Host Coffee Studio, this is 16.
When you knock us down,
we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Crust is good on your pizza, not your ass.
I will eat your ass first.
He's tough as a Woolworth steak.
And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down. All right. And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap.
I'm ready to hang them up, gut them and skin them and chop them up. And you know what? I'm ready. My daughters aren't starving to death. I'll eat my neighbors.
And we're going to get up, and then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you.
Cliff, what are you going to take away as your best memory from playing basketball at Boston College?
Probably just, like, going out to eat.
Dave texts in honor of what's for dinner. Tell John that prehistoric humans hunted relying on endurance running. It's literally in our DNA. You had to run, John, to eat.
And also to run away from the saber-toothed tigers.
That too.
Right, but at least you were accomplishing something.
Mm, yeah. Again, burning calories.
Just running for no reason is pointless.
Staying
but running
fit.
For
competition, being a competitor.
Yeah, but we've already
pushing myself to my limits, seeing
already,
what I can do with my life.
We've already established that they allow certain runners to start before others. It's a very unfair race. Very unfair. Dinner tonight, I have no idea.
Oh, this is going to make Jimmy Allen happy. Breakfast for dinner. I'm going to have a big old burrito.
A burrito?
A burrito. A little bacon, a little cheese, a little
Ooh.
Egg. I haven't figured out what I want to do for my side yet. So I'll do something else
hash
with
browns.
It, too. Yeah, so we don't have hash browns, and I'm not going to go through the process, so I'll probably just do, like, fries or tots. But I will have a potato.
That's fair. Yeah. Tots will probably be a good substitute.
I think so, too. Nick?
No clue.
No clue for Nick.
Yeah, I wish I knew. I don't.
You getting something on the way home, or
no,
is your
no.
wife with her dangling arm?
Now that's not nice. Not dangling.
Oh, okay. I mean, technically, your arm is always dangling.
That is true.
Well, she's holding it like this.
Oh,
why aren't you holding it for her, John?
Well, she's got the little arm brace thing. Mm.
Don't forget, Dumb Money, Netflix, hour and 45 minutes. Talk about with Kent tomorrow.
Can't wait.
Yeah, this isn't a. I'll tell all story about Nick and what he spends his money on. It's about something else.
I need to eat.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.